Academy of Vocal Arts is making an infrequent Kimmel Center appearance for an opera that few have ever heard live, The Love of the Three Kings. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns found out what it is and why AVA has been longing to perform it.
The woman has a deathly gray pallor, but the lips are invitingly red in the ads for The Love of the Three Kings. That's because they're poison to all who wish to kiss her goodbye, which means that by the final curtain, very few characters are left alive.
But I didn't poison them. It was Archibaldo.
That's Marina Costa Jackson, defending the leading role of Princess Fiora that she will play in the 1913 opera by Italo Montemezzi. Once standard repertoire, it was forgotten after World War II, but not by Academy of Vocal Arts Artistic Director K. James McDowell.
I've been talking about doing this for about 20 years, and so it's sort of been a personal favorite of mine.
Favorite? Conductor Christopher Makatsouris has seen fans with more extreme reactions.
The fans of L'Amor di Tenere are rabid fans. They are really just insane about the opera. People have called it a cross between an Italian Debussy and an Italian Wagner. And also the style of the opera reminds me, at least, of the grand days of the movies in the 1918-1920, you know, Valentino type thing. Grandeur about it. Supercharged music.
Normally, Academy of Vocal Arts needs extra funding to afford the Kimmel Center. That didn't come through, but McDowell is doing it anyway. And the many operatic talent scouts who come to check out the singers may decide they also want the opera itself.
I hope so. I hope the Met does it. I mean, they have perfect people to do it.
Anna Netrebko, René Pape, Jonas Kaufman, are you listening? You should be.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.